Joining us once again today on Robinhood Radio is Christine Gerrard. Of course, Crescendo, worldclassmusic.org on the web. They have a pretty interesting concert coming up. It's Renaissance Voices, Songs of the Soul, coming up March 16th at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and March 18th, which will be at Trinity Lime Rock. Christine, welcome back, and welcome back to Robinhood Radio.
Thank you. Hi, Marshall, and thank you for having me again.
Well, this sounds like a little different approach than things that you've done before.
And it is. You're right about that. And first of all, the main Renaissance piece is a little bit earlier than what we usually do. It's at the end of the 15th century by a composer called Josquin du Pré, a Franco-Flemish composer who was probably one of the most famous and accomplished composers of that era, very well known, and his music was really incredible at a very high standard. We will be performing one of his polyphonic masses on a secular theme, L'Homme Armé, the Armed Man, and it is almost ironic that in these times of so much violence and discussion about firearms and the violence associated with them, we happen to schedule this mass on a theme that calls men to arms. And evidently it is a universal subject that has been on people's minds for centuries. And it had this theme was used in those times for about 40 sacred masses as a theme. You barely, almost don't recognize it. It is factored into the composition in a way that you almost don't hear it anymore in the complexity and the interwovenness of all of the voices. So that is a spectacular piece. And for sure, that theme and the message of the call for arms, which had a historic context in those times, of course, with wars and uncertainties, this theme was transformed into a call for peace and has this a deep spiritual quality in this mass. It's a really a wonderful piece. And in contrast, our subtitle says Sensual and Spiritual Voices, Renaissance Voices. We have a piece on the Song of Solomon, which is really a love poem, a description of love, even of physical love and longing, the voice of a young shepherdess and the King Solomon. It's a Bible text, but it is, I would say, almost smokingly erotic. And this was set to music by a German composer that is maybe not so known today, but is, again, another undiscovered jewel in that era. It's 100 years later, Leonard Lechner's, at the end of the 16th century, very close to Baroque music already, very expressive, responding to the words, the description of love and longing and really sensual phrasings. The music responds immediately to it. It's a very different style. So we have these two big contrasting pieces on our program. Crescendo vocal ensemble of about 20 singers will sing, and I will conduct from the organ, and we have a period instrument player that our audience members have already heard, Hideki Yamaya on arch lute, accompanying the group. And the very special part in this concert that we haven't done in quite a while is we are integrating contemporary dance with it. So we're collaborating with a dance company from the Great Barrington area, Moving Arts Exchange, and they have two artistic directors that collaborate, Andrea Blacklow and Ellen Gorman. And so they have created an original choreography. So we have a group of dancers dancing the whole mass, portraying the polyphony and also portraying basically the shape of this counterpoint. It's very lovely. It flows. It is a visualization of this extraordinary Renaissance polyphony. And then they have chosen a young couple of dancers from their teen dance company to portray the lover's duet that will accompany the motets on the Song of Solomon. So the dancers also have two completely different groups and choreographies, so which will bring this to our audiences in a very special way. We are so fortunate to be able to collaborate with other artists, and in this case with a visual element. So we're very excited about this project because it's, as you say, it's quite different than what we've done in a long time.
We're speaking with Christine Gevert of Crescendo, talking about Songs of the Soul, Renaissance Voices. It's actually a concert with dance, March 16th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, March 18th at 4, Trinity Lime Rock in Lakeville, Connecticut. Tickets and more can be obtained at worldclassmusic.org. That's worldclassmusic.org. Now, Christine, adding dance to this, does this distract when you're trying to practice to people that normally aren't used to working with dancers, or are these things assembled separately and then put together?
They are assembled separately. So the dancers have practiced with soundtracks that I've provided for them. So yes, their process has been completely separate from ours, except that I've talked with the artistic directors and given my input about obviously the style of the music and how to visualize certain things. That and so they've taken that into account, but then they've worked independently, and so have our singers. And of course, these last 2 weeks before the concerts, we're starting to bring this together.
Well, what's interesting about what you're doing, and first of all, normally the type of music and vocalization you bring, it's layered anyways. It's almost like peeling back an orange or an onion. There's a lot of different layers to it.
Yes.
And then the dance adds on that one extra layer, which really is totally different.
Exactly. And it's I think it's another layer. I thought for myself, this music was conceived for big cathedrals originally. And if you, obviously the experience of being in a big cathedral, whether you're religious or not, is an experience in itself. And it's a very sensual and spiritual experience. You're immersed in light and colors and big forms and big acoustic. You have a lot to look at as well. And that element, of course, even though our venues are truly lovely, I mean, Trinity Church has a wonderful acoustic and also is visually very attractive, and so is the beautifully restored St. James Place in Great Barrington, a gorgeous venue. But of course, it's different than a cathedral. And so my thinking was that this layer, this visual layer, and the flow of the dance, which is so incredibly appealing, would complete this picture for people in a, obviously in a modern way and in a different way, because I always believe about the modern context as well for the early music, which has its, like in a museum when you look at early paintings, they are many times next to modern paintings. They're in a modern building and so forth. So we can't ignore our own times. And so I'm very happy about being able to bring this visual element. And as you say, well said, it's another layer that we have. I feel it's a layer that very much contributes to the whole picture of this music.
Once again, Crescendo, Renaissance Voices, Songs of the Soul, Concerts with Dance coming up March 16th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, March 18th at 4 p.m. at Trinity Lime Rock in Lakeville. Tickets and more information at worldclassmusic.org. That's worldclassmusic.org. Christine, good luck with the concert and great to speak to you again.
Thank you so much, and I just wanted to add, if anybody wants more information or needs to find out something, we have a phone number that's 860-435-4866. And as Marshall was saying, the website worldclassmusic.org, through that you can purchase tickets also at the door. So do come to the concerts. Thank you, Marshall.